Possessions, lost. Career, lost. Family, lost. Not only that, also his health, lost. Popularity, lost. The few friends that were left, he felt should really get lost. But one thing was not lost. Job 19, verse 23. Oh, that my words were written. Oh, that they were inscribed in a book. That they were engraved on a rock with an iron pen and lead forever. Though his own grave loomed before Job, stinging with the venom of sin and condemning with the unassailable strength of divine law, though his friends considered him an outcast and a heathen, yet Job wanted an engraving in rock, a monument that would declare that he was not an outcast to his Redeemer. Jesus had proved this, vowing to become Job's substitute, bearing his sin and guilt, bearing his sickness and scorn, even his death. Yes, this Redeemer vowed to pay the price of his own holy precious blood for Job's and yours and mine condemnation under sin. Yes, this Redeemer vowed to humble himself to the death of the cross that he might also free us from the bondage of death. This Redeemer vowed to deliver the blow that would crush Satan's head for Job and for you and me. Job said it, engrave it in granite. He is my Redeemer. And Jesus has also bought you and invites you to engrave it in granite. Jesus is my Redeemer. That one thing that was not lost is the sure and certain foundation. For behind his own looming grave, Job saw an open grave, an exit from the tomb. Verse 25, for I know that my Redeemer lives, and he shall stand at last on the earth. Yes, my Redeemer lives. Vain was the stone and the Roman seal. Vain the proud Roman guard and death's strong hand. Jesus, having vanquished death, dispatched an angel to demonstrate that the tomb was already empty. Disdainfully, the angel flicked away Rome's vain seal and with a glance cast the guard comatose to the ground. Here is where Job saw that rock-solid guarantee. Jesus has conquered sin, death, and the devil. Here's the granite-engraved assurance for Job and for you that we are not cast off, but redeemed. This is not some ethereal myth, nor a theological abstraction. Jesus lives. And his victory can never, no, never be undone. Verse 25, he shall stand at last upon the earth. Nothing shall prevent the bells of heaven and earth from pealing his victory eternally. So join the song. My Redeemer lives. Because Jesus' grave is eternally empty, Job's grave would also open. Verse 26, and after my skin is destroyed, I know, this I know, that in my flesh I shall see God, whom I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall behold, and not another. how my heart yearns within me. Did you notice all the repeating personal pronouns? I know, I see, my Redeemer, my eyes, my heart, my flesh shall see God. Job certainly understood that it would not be long until his body was ashes to ashes and dust to dust. But he did not know, from an earthly perspective, how many centuries it would be until those ashes and dust came back together again, until his living spirit was once again inside his own skin and flesh. But he knew it would come, just as certainly as Jesus is risen from death, lives and reigns to all eternity. He saw it. He saw it engraved in granite before him. And he invites us to take up that personal pronoun. My Redeemer lives. Possessions, career, family, health, popularity, all lost. He'd even had to bury all of his children. But because of that one thing that was not lost, he did not have to be totally lost in his grief, nor lost in the guilt that he couldn't prevent such a tragedy, nor even say goodbye to them. Because he knew that he could soon say, "Hey, great to see you again." And confess with David, "I will go to them and join that host in white around the throne of Christ and cast my crown before his feet in that glorious family reunion." No wonder Job wanted it engraved in granite. He wanted it so impressed on every fiber of his being to hold on to it, to strengthen him going through every tribulation. Because also, he wants you to read it and join with him in that song. I know that my Redeemer lives. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Hymn 200, stanzas 5, 7, and 8. 5, 7, and 8. Please arise on stanza 8.
Thank you. sweet Job.